Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Savannah.
And, you know, for this podcast, we're covering all of Elvis's movies chronologically, and the stars happen to align, so we are covering Elvis's 26th movie almost on its 50th anniversary.
Which is really cool.
It's kind of cool, yeah. This one is Stay Away Joe. If you don't have all of your Elvis movies memorized there and you don't just automatically know the 26th movie is Stay Away Joe. This is sort of a Western comedy. There's a couple of different plots going on, but sort of the main plot line is that Elvis is a Native American. He is trying to help his family who lives on a reservation. They've struck a deal with this congressman to prove that they can, you know, that the family can be very loyal and trustworthy and responsible. So basically Congress will help this family on the reservation. His sister is dating a guy who's from a kind of a fancy rich family. So she's trying to impress him. And Elvis, his character, Joe Lightcloud, he's your typical Elvis, you know, flirting with a lot of girls.
Yeah.
and that sort of thing. And he's also sort of chasing one girl, maybe, but mostly she's chasing him.
Yeah.
And her mama, of course, is a little, she's gun happy. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes when Elvis is trying to woo her a little bit, he also has to contend with Glinda and her gun.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the basics of this one. Savannah, what'd you think?
Well, I think when you watch an older movie in a time that's more modern,
yes,
you know, it is kind of difficult to not necessarily judge it because things were different back then. So this one, of course, you know, it was a little bit problematic because pretty much almost all the actors were painfully clearly white. And not only were they white actors portraying Native Americans, they were also painted in red
actually
face.
Yes, like their skin was actually
painted.
It looked like it was painted. Yes.
Right. So in days where we're celebrating things like Black Panther and, you know,
yeah,
things where it's more politically correct, it is kind of a hard pill to swallow to look and say, oh goodness.
and they had a lot of actual, you know, Navajo actors who were extras. And I'm like, I wish you would have brought them in to star. But we'll get into Elvis's co-stars in a bit. I mean, they're excellent co-stars, excellent
right
actors. But yeah, it's a little cringeworthy.
Yeah.
That they're,
it's a different
yeah
time, and
it
we
is
understand that, and we won't judge them based on that. But that is something that kind of takes you aback. You're like, oh, goodness.
Yes.
and also, you know, it's probably not the nicest narrative to give the Native Americans. In this movie, you know, there are lots of partying scenes, lots of kind of just being drunk all the time, which is not something
yeah
I know is appreciated by that community.
Not at all.
And, it, you know, the whole movie, they're having to prove that they're responsible and that they can be responsible to the white man.
Right.
That's generally what is the plot.
Yeah, it's a little cringeworthy.
It is cringeworthy. But again, you know, we talked about it before. Things like with Harum Scarum, you can't judge the movies of the past necessarily with the lenses of the present because it was just such a different time.
It really
and
was.
And now we all know better, and nobody meant anything by it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of that was meant to be. Knowing what I know about Elvis, I can't imagine him purposefully doing something
absolutely
to
not
hurt someone of a different race.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is anything to blame on him or
absolutely
anything. I think
not
it's just the circumstances of the way they made movies back then.
Right.
But yeah, and this is, you mentioned a lot of the partying. There's a lot of partying. There's a lot of silliness in this movie. It's,
right.
It was a lot sillier than I expected it to be because
me
I
too
didn't know the history
mm-hmm
of the storyline and that sort of thing. So that sort of thing sort of took me back a little bit. But it is, it's a very energetic storyline there is a lot of partying and stuff like that. But I mean, Elvis's character, Joe, he is a rodeo star. So you have some of that going on too. I just think it's one of those movies, if you sort of want to see Elvis go and hang out in the West and do very Western things, mm-hmm. it's kind of fun. He looks great in it.
Right. And it does have silly moments, like you said, like some parts with the bull, the lazy yeah. bull who won't do anything. That one's super cute. I enjoyed that one, especially when the bull started snoring. So there were cute moments and there were silly things, like you said. I thought it was fine. I mean, I think he looked happy to do it. And like you said, he looked amazing. Apparently, jean jacket on him is just the way to go. But I thought it was good. It was, you know, not one of the absolute best, but it doesn't have to be. And I enjoyed watching it.
You know, that's the thing, too, is, this, I think, maybe gave Elvis a lot of fun things to do. Because to me, like, in the first, one of the first couple of scenes you see is Elvis herding the cattle with his convertible.
Right.
And that looked like so much fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just wonder, unless they had a stunt driver doing that, and I don't imagine really why you would. It didn't look like it was very difficult driving. But then again, I'm also not a stunt driver, so I'm not saying they have an easy job. I cannot imagine how difficult that job must be, actually. But, you know, that looked like that would be a really fun role to play.
Right.
So.
Yeah. But overall, it was, you know.
You know, it's an Elvis movie. It's right. an Elvis movie. If you want to see something a little more Western themed, mm-hmm. this is your one. There's not a ton of music in it. There's a couple of songs.
Yeah, I love Stay Away Joe. Sheena and I had lunch today, and the entire time I was breaking out and singing that. So it is very catchy.
I enjoyed it. It was great.
So yeah, and it's fun to watch a Western. It just like Love Me Tender, that was a nice breakaway from what we always see, you know, the beach or, modern things.
Yeah, and Elvis's character, Joe, is not a singer and a this.
Right.
He's just a rodeo star. He happens to sing, yeah. but that really is not, we never see him in a nightclub right. or anything, you know, bursting into song. I mean, he does sing and he does entertain people, but it's not really a formal show the way it's been in some other movies.
Right.
So, do we want to discuss a few of these co-stars?
I would love to. It's hard to see who they are since they are painted.
and I will say this, because this is the movie's 50th anniversary, not only are we covering it here, of course, just because it happened to sort of coincide on the podcast, but it's also the subject of this week's Graceland blog, and if you want to know more, that's where you need to go. I've got some behind-the-scenes photos on there, really cool information about the making of the movie and the co-stars and that sort of thing. So if you want more trivia, you need to head over to Graceland.com.
And shout out to Sheena for always doing an amazing job on all the blogs.
I don't know about that. I try.
It's true.
So yeah, let's get to know some of these actors. These are some really great actors. Right away, I notice Burgess Meredith, who played Elvis's father, Joe's father, Charlie Lightcloud. You have seen him, obviously. If you've seen the Rocky movies, and who hasn't? Of course, he's Mickey in the Rocky movies. He also starred in Grumpy Old Man and Grumpier Old Men, but he had a really cool history going back even before all of that. He was an actor, stage actor, in New York in 1933, and then he went on to serve as a captain in the U.S. Army Air Force in World War II. After the war, he comes back, he starts making movies, but he's a pretty liberal guy, and he actually gets blacklisted from films due to Senator Joe McCarthy and the McCarthy hearings targeting Hollywood. So then he's not really doing the film, so he goes to television, and he stars as the Penguin on Batman, which is, I would think would be a very fun role to have.
Yes.
And then he also was the voice of the Skippy peanut butter commercials, so if you grew up seeing those commercials, hey, that's him. he was also an environmentalist. He died in 1997, unfortunately. So, and if you are from Mexico, if you enjoy Mexican cinema, you no doubt have seen Katie Wardo. I'm probably saying it wrong. I'm sorry. This lady seems so cool. She, of course, plays Joe's stepmother. And she was an award-winning actress there in Mexico. She received a lot of accolades here, too, though. She was nominated and, I think, won both Golden Globes and Academy Awards. For this role of Annie, She actually gained more than 20 pounds.
Wow.
I can't imagine that because she looks amazing in this. Just before filming, she actually broke her foot. And she went against her doctor's orders and had her cast removed prematurely. So that's why her character has a limp.
Oh.
Now, she, of course, sort of plays it off as, oh, my character would have a limp. But, yeah, that's kind of how it happened.
Wow.
And a lot of her jewelry that she wore on the set... was her own, and it was gifted to her from other actors like Spencer Tracy, John Wayne, Gary Cooper. How cool is that?
Wow.
Thomas Gomez plays the grandpa. He actually had not planned on having an acting career. He graduated from school in 1923, and he answered a help want ad that led him to become a part of a traveling theater group. So he sort of just fell into it. But he actually was nominated for an Academy Award in 1948 for a supporting role in Ride the Pink Horse. And he served more than 40 years on the board of directors for the Screen Actors Guild.
Wow.
And his last film was in 1970 with Beneath the Planet of the Apes. And he actually passed away about a year after that movie was released.
Hmm.
If you're a classic movie fan, you have no doubt seen Miss Joan Blondell. She plays the gun-toting Glinda, which I think, you know, her character cracked me up. I really enjoyed watching her. She was sort of actually born into acting. She was part of the her parents were actually into vaudeville, but then later she made her debut with the Ziegfeld Follies, and she ended... began a Broadway career, and eventually she married actor Dick Powell. They worked together on 10 musicals.
Wow.
After they divorced, she married a producer named Michael Todd. She received an Academy Award nomination for the 1951 movie The Blue Veil, and 2 Golden Globe nominations for her supporting roles in The Cincinnati Kid and Opening Night, which I just love her. I think she's great. And Quentin Dean played Mamie Callahan, that is Glinda's daughter. She made her debut and in The Heat of the Night, which she was, of course, like a lot of these other actors, she won a Golden Globe nomination. And she appeared in a couple other movies, including this, but that's kind of it. That's really as much as we know on her, actually. Someone else you may recognize, of course, is toward the later part of the movie. Mrs. Hawkins is the guest of the Light Cloud family. And, of course, they're all a little scared. She's going to be very judgmental. That's played by the character Mrs. Hawkins is played by Anne Seymour. And get this, she was part of a 7th generation of actors in a theatrical family that began acting in Ireland in 1740.
That's amazing.
Her 2 older brothers are writer James Seymour and actor John Seymour. She made her Broadway debut in 1928. She became a radio heroine and had a lot of roles in radio dramas, which I think that is, we need to bring back the radio drama.
I agree.
I know podcasts are sort of doing that, but I love that. And she actually made her film debut in All the King's Men, which is very cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. If you're a TV fan, you probably recognize Susan Trestman, who played Elvis's sister in this movie, Mary Lightcloud. She actually went on to become Pat Matthews on the daytime TV drama soap opera, Another World. If you like TV, you also probably notice Dick Wilson. He plays the salesman who, you know, Joe goes to this guy to buy a new car, and he's like, oh, I have a trade-in, and the trade-in's not another car, it's a horse.
Yeah.
Dick Wilson had roles in everything from Hogan's Heroes to Bewitched, Ben Casey, Checkmate, and Maverick, but a lot of people probably know him best as Mr. Whipple in the Charmin tissue commercials. That's a role he had for 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, this was a lot of people on our Facebook and everything, which we'll get to that in a second, mentioned they really loved the shooting location for this movie, which was Sedona in Arizona. This was actually one of the very few times that Priscilla, Elvis's wife, and the wives of Elvis's entourage attended a location shoot. So they hung out there, which was really cool.
Maybe that's why Elvis looks so happy.
Because Priscilla's there, sure. And yeah, location filming continued until they actually filmed this in like October or November of 67. And the movie wrapped on November 27th, 1967, with a lunch that Elvis had catered for everyone.
Aw, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet. And then Elvis and some of his buddies went to Vegas Have some fun.
Well, there you go.
That's exactly how you should do that after after you've worked very hard on a movie. You go to Vegas. So, but yeah, this did open March 8th, 1968. It was 65, number 65 in Variety's list of money-making movies for 1968.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, our Elvis fans seem to like it on social media.
Yeah, I think so.
So on Facebook, Kevin said that he loved the on-location filming in Sedona, Arizona, like we just talked about.
Yes.
It was absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
He said my favorite scene is when he trades in his horse for a 67 Plymouth convertible.
I loved that scene. That was really funny.
And then also on Facebook, Lenivia, which I love your name, by the way, she said, love this. The movie is sort of dorky, but the scenery was beautiful, and so was Elvis.
I think that actually...
That sums up this podcast.
How long have we talked? It's got to be 15 minutes or so now. She just summed up the whole thing in a sentence. So
listen
good
to
job
Lenivia.
There. Yes.
And we agree. Elvis was absolutely gorgeous in this movie, and we both were like, I think he has to wear a jean jacket and boots and a cowboy hat all the time now. On Twitter, Tracy said that she loves it when Burgess Meredith's character wallpapers the outside of the house.
Yeah, that was cute, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's Stay Away Joe, which, as we said again, turns 50 here in a couple weeks. So if you want to know more, there's a lot more on the blog, as I said, some behind-the-scenes photos and that sort of thing. If you want to see even more of Elvis's movie props and costumes and things like that, you need to come here to Graceland. We have an entire exhibit within the Elvis the Entertainer Career Museum dedicated to Elvis's movie career. So if you love his movies, you'll definitely want to check that out.
Absolutely. And don't forget, next weekend is our ETA weekend, which we're really excited about. Don't forget about summer camp coming up. Be sure you sign up your little ones and your preteens and teenagers for that. That's going to be an amazing thing. And of course, make sure that you check out the blog that coincides with this that Sheena will be putting out. She always puts out amazing things. And so show her some love.
Don't make me cry. But yeah, so I think that wraps it up for Stay Away Joe. And next week, we are covering Elvis's 27th movie, which is
Speedway.
I'm so excited.
I am too. So we're excited about that. And we will see you guys in about a week or so. And we'll chat about how wonderful the ETA weekend was.
Yes.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.